All right, let's dive into this whole scene where Indian students aiming to study abroad are finding the ground shifting beneath their feet. It's like we're on a journey through a rapidly changing landscape, where countries like Canada and the UK, once the hotspots for higher education, are starting to tighten the noose around the necks of foreign students. It's a tale of dreams, dollars, and diplomas, folks, and it's as real as it gets. Canada's been rewriting the rulebook, making it clear that if you want to study in the land of the maple leaf, you're going to need to double down on your bankroll. They've jacked up the price of the guaranteed investment certificate, essentially telling students, sure, come over. But remember, it's going to cost you. It's a bold move, aiming to ensure students can weather the storm of living costs without falling into financial despair. So, if you're planning on braving the Canadian cold, your wallet better be ready for a workout. Then there's the UK, stepping up with a new rule that says if you're coming to study, you're flying solo. No family entourage to keep you company. It's a solo adventure on the foggy campuses, making the pursuit of knowledge a bit lonelier. Perhaps challenging, but definitely a testament to the individual journey of education. But it's not just Canada and the UK putting new spins on the game. Germany and Australia are also tuning their financial requirements, asking for a bigger financial cushion from international students. It seems the cost of chasing those international academic dreams is climbing, making every step of the journey a bit more daunting. For Indian students, this all translates into a cocktail of challenges. Financial strains are tightening, with Canada's increased financial requirements squeezing budgets tighter than ever. Then there's the reduction in study permits, a move that's particularly hitting Indian students hard, shaking up the very foundations of their overseas education plans. And let's not forget the crackdown on diploma mills, a move aimed at ensuring the legitimacy and quality of education, but also narrowing the pathways to setting up life in these countries. So, what's a student to do? Well, it's time to adapt, to strategize, and to look beyond the traditional horizons. Canada and the UK might be getting trickier to navigate, but the world is vast, with countries like Germany, Australia, and even emerging educational hubs like Taiwan opening their doors wider. It's about being smart, weighing your options, and maybe, just maybe, thinking outside the box of traditional destinations. In the end, it's clear the landscape of studying abroad is undergoing a seismic shift. It's tougher, sure, with more hoops to jump through, higher costs, and stricter rules. But here's the thing. The dream of studying abroad, of expanding your horizons and chasing that degree on foreign soil, it's still alive. It just requires a bit more grit, a bit more planning, and perhaps a willingness to venture into new territories. So yeah, it's a bumpy ride in the world of international education right now. But with some clever navigation and a solid dose of determination, those dreams of hitting the books overseas are still within reach. Keep pushing, folks. The world might be throwing curveballs, but that's all part of the adventure. Keep your eyes on the prize and remember, sometimes the road less traveled is the one that leads to the most unforgettable journeys.